Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, January 15, 2024. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 4:30 today, we're going to talk to our great friends over at the Wood County Health Department. Looking forward to them joining us in just a little bit. Right now, we have in studio Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher with us. Matt, good to see you.
Morning, James.
Good to have you with us. Yep. And, of course, we want to send a shout-out to our great friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Love our friends over there. Appreciate the great work that they do. Check out that great work by going to YouTube, type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, subscribe to their page and keep up to date on all the great work they are doing. Matt, Happy New Year. How you been?
Happy New Year to you also. Very good. Yeah, it was great. Great time. We got some time off. It was nice to take a little bit of a break after the whirlwind of the first 8 months and just decompress a little bit and kind of refocus. So it was good.
The holidays are a marathon. You got to pace yourself. You have to breathe. You remember to breathe throughout it and everything. That's just in general. But then you add on, like you said, just starting this new position, you know, into it for a while, but still kind of getting your bearings, I imagine, a bit. So you throw that into the mix. Had to have been a wild set of holidays for you. I imagine taking a breath right now into the new year feels good.
Yeah, it's good. And again, refocus. Like, you know, you come in with a set of ideas as to how things are going to go, and a lot changes in that time, but yet you just got to stay focused on the things that you know you need to accomplish, reprioritize. So yeah, I do think it's been good, and I'm hitting the ground again and getting going to make some of the changes that I know need to be made to help out the next year. And then crazy enough, once this year's closing down, I'm looking at a campaign for another 2 years. So it's an interesting cycle to try to run on a 2-year plan. And that's not easy to do. So, but at the same time, it is what it is. Everybody says, well, if we like you, we keep you. If we don't, we can get rid of you. And I think that's a great idea, except for in reality, that's not the best way to really run a large organization, you know, that is your city. But at the same time, government and politics are what they are. So I get it.
It's interesting. We talk about this with sports a lot, where it's very seldom that you see they give a coach 1 year or 2 years. Mm-hmm. It takes a while, especially in college. You build recruits, all of these things. Yep. You would think that it would be a similar approach to something like this. I'm with you on this. I think that that's something that might have to be reimagined and re-looked at at some point.
Yeah, I won't be the one to bring it forward.
We'll see. We'll see where that one goes. You mentioned, getting the new year and the goals that you and your staff have. We'll get into some of that in a bit, and we'll talk about the ATV-UTV ordinance and some other things involved. But as far as for you, what does that mean, starting the year off on the right foot, getting going, running with the adrenaline that you have from last year into this? What are you, some of your plans starting off in this year?
I kind of go, everything still fits in under my original four, platform items, which was communication, which is still a big part. And I spent a lot of time talking with the organizations that I needed to in order to build this entrepreneurial, bringing together all the entrepreneurial organizations to help businesses grow and get started and thrive. Really focusing on the budget, which, again, we just met last night with the council on a committee of the whole to talk about, instead of waiting till the end of 2025 to really dive into 2026, we're starting right now on 2026, so that as we're working through and getting more quarterly updates and monthly updates from the department heads, what it looks like and what it's going to look like, and then making some big decisions. Like, if people really want to get rid of the debt and not take out any debt, well, that's doable, but it makes you got to make some really tough decisions. And again, if we're not doing it, then it's not worth creating all the ripples in the water that are going to cause, a certain amount of chaos. So we have to make some decisions from a board council level, and then I can implement it and I can spend the whole year doing that. And I'm willing to do it as long as we know we're on the same page and we have the support for each other. And then that comes with the entrepreneurial group. And then from there was the mill, and the mill has, been talked about enough right now. No real new updates. They're just making progress with the craft mill and still looking at the 16 building and figuring out what they're going to do with that. So, but outside of that, I have learned that some of the big things that I want to focus on is the fire department EMS situation. We're going to have a new fire chief coming on soon, getting the ground together, knowing that it's going to be a marathon. We can't look at it as, what are we going to do for the next year? We really have to look at this 25 years out. Like, what do we as the entire community need in order to make this a successful program? So we'll start bringing ideas again to the table, new voices, new thoughts, and that. I really want to, you know, continue to focus on the railroad track relocation. There's some really big things. Like, if I'm only here for a short period of time, if I can make the biggest impact possible, not necessarily for legacy, but for that's what I'd like to do. I mean, it's important if we can get that track out of here. It's important. Everybody knows it's important. We've just never stuck with it long enough to be able to put it all together and make it happen. A Street's another big one that, you know, even if, you know, if we can make enough noise as a community, not just me, but, you know, if I can get enough people, you know, talking and putting pressure on to make sure it's done. But at the same time, we also need a viable plan for that street that really looks at, you know, 50 years down the road, what's going to make it more beautiful, what's going to make it safer, what's going to make it more efficient than what it is now. And we should have that plan in effect and a number to it so that then we can really put some pressure on the state to say, look, we need to get this done for not just for our community, but you got all these businesses that want to be coming in. You do have the airport there in Sand Valley that's a part of bringing a lot of people in from around the world. And I think we want to put our best foot forward as the community of Wisconsin Rapids, but also as the state of Wisconsin.
You know, we don't plant trees for us to see them grow. We plant them for our kids to see them grow. We yeah. plant them for the younger generations. So much of what you're talking about is building a good future around here and a reliable future.
Yep.
You know, in a world where nothing it feels like can be reliable, especially if you're looking ahead or anything, what you're trying to do, what you're talking about here is not only building an economy for now, but for the future.
Yeah.
And yep. I got to say, this is very hand in hand to me with a lot of the people I talk to in the community. I would say over the past couple of years, since we put shovels in the ground for the new jail, mm-hmm. I've talked to so many people in our community, longtime members. I'm not talking about people that just moved here. I'm not even talking about 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
I'm like 30, 40 at the youngest. Most of the people I've talked to are in their 50s and 60s, longtime residents of this area, if not lived here this whole lives.
Yep.
And one of the biggest things I hear from them, man, we should have done that sooner. Man, oh, yeah. we should have done that sooner.
Yeah.
It comes up, and yeah. completely understandable. There's no pointing fingers here or judgment here at all. I cannot stress that enough.
Yeah.
Hindsight is always 20/20, but they are feeling that. Yeah. They are feeling, oh, we should have done this sooner. Oh, it would have been cheaper sooner. Oh, we could have used this sooner, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
I think that goes hand in hand with what you're talking about, whether it is repurposing, or not purposing, but doing the bridge line, the tracks and everything, mm-hmm. and doing something with that, or having businesses in town that we know are going to stay here, that we can keep here, that kind of so many of these things. It helps us now, but it really helps us in the future.
Yeah.
That's a key part of this, and I think that's I think that's exactly what we needed in this area right now.
Yeah, it's this fine balance of, you know, there's, you know, trigger words, I guess, progressive, being, you know, looking into the future and saying we have to do this, but at the same time figuring out how to make the money work so that you're not, you know, putting yourselves in a bad situation where now you're in a weak financial position. So, you know, I've always been frustrated with that, the two different sides, the two different parties. Like, we've always understood that ultimately we're all looking for the same thing. I you can disagree with me if you want, but I say 95% of us are 95, or all of us are like 95% the same, 5% different, and wherever that 5% comes in. But ultimately we're looking for, you know, how do we take care of ourselves? How do we take care of our family? You know, take care of the bills and really focus on that. And we're all relatively conservative when it comes to that. But then when it comes to progressing in the world itself, then you get a little bit different in terms of what that looks like. And in all reality, it really just comes down to a play on words as to how people phrase it. Because in reality, everybody's spending money when it's in the government. They're just doing it because what I understand is we're kind of indoctrinated into this thing of government has to grow every year. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't believe that necessarily, yeah. but I've heard it enough now that I'm like, oh, so if that's what they're being taught, whether it's in the different programs that we're in, or just once you get into the government and start getting orientated into, you know, your different roles, that comes up a lot over and over again, that government has to grow every year.
We're speaking with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher, along with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. We got a question from one of our listeners, and I always encourage our audience to give me questions for any of our mayor or Representative Krug or Teston or any of the people that join us. This one actually came from like 2 feet away from Pam. So I had to get this one in.
Yeah,
but she was curious about what is happening over on One Mile Creek in Wisconsin Rapids. See, the 2 Mile Avenue has been closed for several days. Big equipment over there. Can you give us an update on what's going on over there?
I did talk with Joe Eichstedt about it a little bit, just to get the updates, because they are busy, and winter's kind of neat because you have your big plans for the road projects during the season, the warm season, that you can do that work and do it fast and well. So now is kind of the time that they fit in all these smaller projects. So the 1 Mile Creek is part of a project of keeping, it's the storm sewer retention program, or, you know, keeping the waters clean.
It's a tricky one. That's a word salad right there.
And in the end, all of that water ends up back into the river. So what the DNR wants us to be able to do is clean it as much as possible before it gets there. So then we have these, some retention ponds. I learned, you know, retention means it goes there and filters back into the ground. Detention pond means, or detention area means, it comes in, it sits for a while, and then it filters back out again. And the reason for that is to let all that sediment and all the phosphorus, all the things that they don't want to try to get into the river, although you can't stop all of it because it is naturally occurring stuff. And we're dealing with stuff downstream with the lakes down there that people are trying to control, how the weeds grow and all that stuff. So it's, you know, there's a whole lot of moving parts to that whole thing. But ultimately, what's happening on 1 Mile Creek between Lincoln and 2 Mile Avenue is they're dredging it in order to give it some depth, in order for the water to come in and settle that residue out, and then flow back out at the top side of it and keep going. So that's the goal, is to keep our water as clean as possible.
Excellent. And it's not only appreciate the answer, but it's really appreciate the work being done on that.
Yes. Yeah.
And of course, we got to get into this one too, sir. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council is considering a revised ATV-UTV ordinance. This is one of our main talking points over the last couple of months, if not last year. This one has been coming up. What is the new information on this? What happened the other day with this and the ordinance?
Yeah, so it's tricky, and again, I've been here 4 years now, and this isn't going away. Like, it's only gonna keep coming back. But I can go back to where it started for me, and I've kind of gone through this a lot with different groups of people to try to understand. Like, my determination when I was on council was, I want everybody, as many people who are willing to try to participate in the community, aware that this is coming, that these vehicles will be on the road, and they just don't show up one day and all of a sudden, you know, we're dealing with them. So in the end, we kind of voted it down, but we wanted to send it to referendum. Well, we ended up not being able to send it to referendum because of some state statutes that were passed that says you can't, for whatever reason, you can't do it this way. And we said, okay, well, then we voted it down in order to allow the people in favor of it to get the signatures for the for the ordinance. Problem is, and these are all good people. You know, I've met a lot of people throughout the years that are in favor of it and against it, and it's been good getting to know the people and just understand it from both sides. So that being said, the folks that were in favor of this took that ordinance and changed it, made it into what they wanted. And one of the big ones in there that became a sticking point was that 12 to 15 year olds could ride on the roads with their parents, with them, in between their parents. And that, I think, you know, again, a lot of this that are against it, it's based on fear of what if, mm-hmm. understandably so. You know, what if this happens and a 12-year-old does get hit and killed, and, you know, nobody wants that. So anyways, they brought that. They ended up doing a great job, and they got it out to the community. They got all the signatures they needed. Very impressive people to be this passionate about this. But the problem was that they put the 12 to 15-year-old in there, and because of that, the council again voted it down, which then sent it to referendum on the last voting ballot. And it got voted down by the people. I don't know the exact numbers, like 5,500 to 4,500, somewhere in there. So then, but the law's go, they're able to bring that back immediately anyways. Like it was, and in this instance, they're actually changing the ordinance again to go back to the older version, which was you have to be 16 years old with a driver's license to be on the roads. You have to have insurance. You can't be drinking and driving. And, you know, so there's more things that go along with it. But the monkey wrench that's thrown in there now is the people voted on it. And so now they're going to be pretty angry at the government if they don't abide by the vote, the will of the people, and vote it down. But the other variable in there, that at the same time as that referendum was being voted on, there was new aldermen being voted into their seats. And those aldermen are more inclined to be in favor of ATVs and UTVs being on the roads. Again, good people, they're not there just for one specific agenda. At least I can't tell, because they're participating in all aspects of the government to a high level, high degree. And I appreciate that. But at the same time, that brings the vote back to the table to say, well, some of those folks around the Public Works Committee, it got switched over to the Public Works because Public Works deals with everything that has to do with roads. And so they voted it through. So now it's going to go to council and they're going to see where the votes are at. And nobody really knows, you know, nobody's out, you know, you talk to each other, you try to get some understanding of, gauge it a bit, but certainly we don't know how the vote's going to fall. The downside to this on my level is if it's a 4-4 tie, I have some talking to do, so, and decisions to be made. So I don't look forward to that, but at the same time, it's my responsibility, and I'll step up no matter what the vote comes down at. You know, we gotta keep it going. We gotta make decisions. So
the greatest negotiators will tell you that any good negotiation, both parties leave a little unhappy, a little happy.
Yeah, it's got to be a win-win.
Yep. And that's what we're in right now. Right. We're in this situation with this. We're fine-tuning it. We're getting the details right so that when this does happen, and I'm with you, I think this is just a matter of time before this happens. Yeah. It's the best thing for our community. Yeah. Comparing our community to any other community, including ones that are right next door to us, doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
No.
Every community is different.
Yeah.
And while there are certain communities that are desperate for this and desperately need something like this, I don't believe Wisconsin Rapids is one of them. I think this would be an addition to our community. I certainly think this would help a lot of businesses in our community. But I don't believe that this is something that, if we don't do this in the next 5 years, our community is going to dry up. I don't see that happening.
No.
I would like to see a little perspective from my fellow Wisconsin Rapidsites, however you word that. Rapidsins, Rapids people, I don't know, but we got to come up with that.
Rapid Indians,
maybe, yeah. But we are so fortunate in this community. And while things could always be better and we could use a little more of this or a little more of that, and I'm not saying we couldn't, I think some appreciation of how good things are is also needed to be able to make these decisions. I don't think you can do one without the other. I don't think when you're sitting there voting on something like this or putting this ordinance together that you cannot take into consideration, well, our community is not desperate. We're definitely in a situation where we're not turning down businesses and want to move here or anything like that. But considering how some places look when that mill goes down compared to ours, not so bad.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Have some perspective on that. Also, want to send a big word out there to anybody who is working on this ordinance to join us on the air, want to talk about this. Mm-hmm. I want to share the same conversations that are happening at our board meetings and at our budget sessions. Want to have them on the air here. I want to invite you all on, any of you, whether you're for or against, doesn't matter. WFHR has always walked the line. We don't take sides. We would love to have you on the air to talk about this. I do want to say a big shout out to the people that are working the grassroots effort behind this.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to discourage that, whatever the topic is.
Right.
Really give a big tip of the hat to all the people that have worked on that.
I did want to just say, to your point, Wisconsin Rapids, to a different degree or another, different names of the different sides of the river, has been here a long time before that mill was here. And it's about the people and the ingenuity of the people, the hard work of the people to create new things and get the government, you know, keep them at bay and out of the way so we can, you know, develop our ideas and move forward. And we're not going anywhere. I do want to also touch base on a little bit more of like what I learned in the last couple of years is that this isn't Wisconsin Rapids dealing with the ATV-UTV ordinance. This is statewide, all over the place. And the amount of pressure from the state to kind of, this is just my opinion. I'm not looking to, you know, make people in the state angry. Not that they're listening to me right now. Maybe they're, I don't know. But in the end, it would have been nice if the state said, you know what, this is happening, and let's make it easier on everybody, and just pass the statute that says these are allowed on the roads with, let's license them. Let's make sure the drivers are licensed, just like any other vehicle. If it would have just been any other vehicle, it would be fine, and let the families figure out how to make that work for the trails and all that stuff for family entertainment. But they didn't. And they said, let's just let everybody create their own ordinance and then fight with each other about, you know, who gets this and who gets that, and kind of create a whole lot of chaos that I don't believe needs to be there. And then that puts pressure on the county, because the county wants to, you know, they have more rural areas and more rural communities. So they're trying to work with them. And they're putting some pressure on, like right now, they want us to open that 600 feet on Griffith Avenue, part of Highway Z. And, you know, that would give you access, or the riders access, from Port Evers and Nacoosa to Grand Rapids. And it could be a good thing, but there's all sorts of other pieces to it. I think it would be that just chipping away at the iceberg. And if we can get that chip, then eventually other things will kind of come, and it'll come a little bit slower. So people adjust to it and say, oh, this isn't really as big a deal as we thought it was.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. I wanted to mention just a couple of quick notes before we let you go. Tree pickup in our area is going on January 20th through the 24th. Make sure to get those trees out there in time. And registration is open for winter and spring programs and activities. Find out more about those. Get in, register. Especially always looking for volunteers, coaches for some of these things. Yep. Or just want to get the kids involved. Find out more at wirapids.org. Wirapids.org. And sir, if people want to get in touch with you, reach out to you about anything, how can they get a hold of you?
I have a city cell phone now, 715-315-2925. Took me a little while to memorize that number, right, so I think I'm doing pretty good now.
And
but thank you.
Yep. Yeah, and thank you, Matt. Appreciate the time. And want to send all of you to YouTube to subscribe to Wisconsin Rapids Community Media's page. Keep up to date on the great work that they are doing. A big thank you to the gang over there. We'll talk again next month, sir.
Yep. Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, we are locally grown radio.